President Biden, President of the United States, leader of the free world. Today, the White House said on Wednesday that any offensive cyber activity against Russia would not be a violation of U.S. policy of avoiding direct military conflict with Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Sir, just as your aides tried to walk back what you said about Taiwan and China, I really think, not that you would ever listen to me, much less know who the hell I am, think you need to walk that back. Because I am intimately aware of how MSPs do business, how they say they secure things, how other IT service providers say they secure things, the ineptitude of HIPAA as a compliance regime / security, which, if you want to have a conversation about that, have your people call my people being me, your people probably being Secret Service, and I can tell you about that. And worse, CJIS control systems in the municipalities are so poorly secured that if a land far, far away on the other side of the world decides that that statement should run both ways, it's going to be really easy pickings for them to go after most networks on this side of the pond. Recently, the White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, if I made a mistake with your name, I do apologize. I hope I didn't. Commented on a statement from U.S. Cyber Command Chief General Paul Nakasone. And sir, if I mispronounce your name, I will only tell you sorry if you come shoot the shit with me on the podcast. Anyway, he told Sky News that the United States has conducted a series of digital operations in support of Ukraine. I'm pretty sure he's good enough of a wordsmith to not directly say, well, to not comment on direct action against Russia. So you can't compare that statement to the White House stating that any action against Russia would not be a violation of U.S. policy. On the other hand, once the attacks start on local businesses, the cybersecurity vendors will love that because they will now get to sell the security onion. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you know exactly how much I'm a fan of the security onion. So much so, all of these cybersecurity tool fuckboys, thank you, Uncle Roger, will go load up on tools, misconfigure them, completely shit the bed, and leave the ransomware deployment protocol of 3389, even if it's obfuscated, to another port open for the world to come. I think this is a time where we need to be really careful. Enough of my, you know, ranting and raving about what was said by the White House. I do think someone from the administration to potentially walk that back. Not General Nakasone's comment, but more so the action, cyber activity against Russia. Whether that's covert, that's a whole different ball of wax. And, you know, Russia probably does it. Well, let's imagine that all the countries do it to everyone. Friend or foe. Really doesn't matter. But anyway, I digress. This comment really had me thinking for the last couple hours when I saw it. And now it is about 6:30 on a Wednesday afternoon. Maybe I'll post this today. Maybe I'll post it tomorrow. I will also put in the show notes the link to the Reuters article where I found the original post. And you can dig into it. Now, here's the thing. If I were a threat actor and I were operating under the assumption that direct action is not against policy, for direct military conflict, well, direct cyber action, I would go after anything with a Microsoft 365 tenancy or an Okta tenancy, because I guarantee you there are a tremendous number of misconfigurations of identity that will allow them to get in with administrative credentials. And once you get in there, you can own the entire system. Furthermore, I'm willing to bet that not a lot of Microsoft 365 tenancies have auditing turned on. Forget sending it to a SIM. Let's just talk about the basics here. Because you know me, I'm always a stickler for focus on the basics, train for the basics, fall to the level of your training or preparation, so to speak. And that's it. I got nothing else. Short episode. Got some really interesting people coming on. See you soon.